You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, top executives, and authors who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we have the privilege of speaking with author Mark Bauer, who has written a new fiction novel titled Alternative Energy, a fascinating exploration into living a life in the oil industry and the toll it can take on the youth. Mark, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell me, first of all, why you chose the title Alternative Energy.
I chose the title Alternative Energy and used it as sort of a play on words. People read the title and immediately think of the so-called green energy alternatives to fossil fuels. And that does play a small role in the novel, but what most people don't take into consideration is the different energies, both positive and negative, that come with the many decisions we make and paths we choose in our everyday life. And that is ultimately the true focus of my novel, Alternative Energy.
I like that twist to that. Now, is the book autobiographical?
Yes, definitely the book is autobiographical to some extent. Many of the scenes, especially the more emotionally powerful ones, are in some way very close to my own personal experiences. I found that writing in this way allowed me to instill a lot of raw emotion in the story, and in turn draws my readers into the world I'm trying to create. If people laugh or cry or become aroused or angry, or if they feel any kind of true emotion when reading my book, then I feel me as the author, I've done my job. So,
can you tell us why working in the oil industry is such a draw for so many people? In fact, on a personal level, I actually looked in to positions in the oil industry some 10 to 15 years ago.
Yeah, well, if you know someone told you that after you complete high school, you could take some basic secondary education and start immediately into a six-figure annual income, it's enough to attract any young, ambitious individual. But there's many things they don't mention, like the many hours you'll have to work, the sometimes substandard living, in regards to some of the camp conditions you'll be subjected to, and the time sacrificed from your friends and loved ones. If one looks at it from that angle, we actually pay for that money.
And I would definitely agree with that, and I did see that looking into that, so that certainly was a factor in some of the decisions that was made on my behalf. Today we're joined by author Mark Bauer, who has written a new fiction novel titled Alternative Energy, a fascinating exploration into living a life in the oil industry and the toll it can take on the youth, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mark, your novel tells us something of the human cost of the oil industry. Was it tough to balance fiction with a realistic description?
No, I didn't find so, not at all. In the case of my novel, Alternative Energy, it's a collaboration of both my real-life experience and industry legends. Overall, the story's most likely the most accurate depiction of life for many in the oil industry. It is labeled fiction for the simple reason that it's not 100% true tale, to my knowledge.
And do you think you will write a second book?
Yes, I'm currently 20 chapters into my second book. Although there's been many requests for a sequel to Alternative Energy, this book that I'm working on right now is not it. I would love to make writing my main career, and as Alternative Energy was based on my life experience, this novel I'm working on now is based on imagination. My original style will be there still, but I need this to prove that I can pull a story out of the air if need be. And I can, and I am having a lot of fun with it, creating characters fans will love to love and love to hate. After this book, I begin immediately on the sequel to Alternative Energy, and I hope that the Alternative Energy becomes a long-running series that can grow with me.
Well, how about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information and to pick up your book, Alternative Energy, online?
Yeah, absolutely. Visit my website at mbauerbooks.com. The book's available on any online ebook store and any online major bookstore for order. Just search Mark Bauer.
And in conclusion, any advice for the listener on the topic that we have been covering today?
Take your time. Do your research. Just take your time to figure out who you are and what your passion is in life. And there's no rush. Don't rush into anything that you're unsure of. Don't be lured in by the almighty dollar, because in the end, if you're not happy, it doesn't matter.
That was very well said. He is author Mark Bauer, who has written a new fiction novel titled Alternative Energy, a fascinating exploration into living a life in the oil industry and the toll it can take on the youth. And the website of reference, once again, is mbauerbooks.com. Mark, certainly a privilege to have you a part of our show today here on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.